On October 17, 1960, Dixie Ann Dykes was released from the Colorado Women's Prison after having served the term prescribed by law. Today, and still not quite 21 years old, she is once more starting life anew. We can only hope that the cruel chain of circumstances that her luckless environment had woven around her has at last been broken.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, May 3rd, 2019. Today is the birthday of American journalist, author, and gossip columnist Earl Wilson, born in 1907 in Rockford, Ohio. Today he's best known for his nationally syndicated newspaper column, It Happened Last Night. He attended Central High School in his hometown, where he reported on the doings at the school and used his father's typewriter to write his stories. Young Earl's mother encouraged him to pursue a career outside of farming, so he contributed to the Rockford Press and the Lima Republican Gazette, which would be the first to pay him for his writing. Wilson attended college beginning in 1925 at Heidelberg for 2 years before transferring to Ohio State University, where he worked on The Lantern, the school's student-run daily newspaper. He also held part-time jobs with the Columbus Dispatch and the International News Service Bureau. He graduated from Ohio State in 1931 with a degree in journalism. In 1935, he began work for the Washington Post, meanwhile sending samples to editors of the New York Post, and later in 1935, he arrived in New York to begin work at that paper, taking a room in a boarding house on Bleecker Street. His column, which he took over from a writer who went off to war in 1942, was originally considered filler. It eventually ran until 1983. As the column grew in popularity and in prominence, Wilson worked 18-hour days, typically rising in the late morning, telephoning news sources and taking reports from several assistants. In the evenings, he would set out for dinner at one of several favorite restaurants in the theater district. By the early 50s, the Broadway gossip columns had become an important media outlet, and columnists exercised a great deal of power in providing publicity for the celebrities of the day. But whereas most gossip columnists were not held in high regard, Wilson had the reputation of being different. He was a trained journalist who double-checked his facts. He was also much influenced by his Midwestern upbringing, and he avoided innuendo and sensationalism as he sought to cover his stories as real news items. With a reputation for being fair and honest, Wilson was trusted so much that celebrities willingly gave him their stories. He was also the author of two books, Show Business Laid Bare and an unauthorized biography of Frank Sinatra. The former book is notable for revealing the extramarital affairs of President John Kennedy. Wilson also appeared in a few films as himself, notably Copacabana with Groucho Marx and Carmen Miranda and A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffith. Earl Wilson died in a hospital in Yonkers, New York on January 16, 1987, after suffering from Parkinson's disease for several years. He was 79 years old. Known for his wit as well as his honesty, he once described middle age as later than you think and sooner than you expect. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 3rd, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.